Oh, do we have to contend with another hour of Roger D on the radio?
This girl, he was her boyfriend. She can be his wife and make him her husband. A surprise on the way, any day, one healthy little giggling, dribbling baby boy. The wise men came, three made their way to shower him with love while he lay in the hay. Shower him with love, 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 love. Mother Mary worried, always out on his own. He met another Mary who, for a reasonable fee, less than reputable, was known to be his heart for love, 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 love. Soon will be. I came to shed a little light on this darkening sea. Instead, I fear I've spilled the blood of my children all around. The blood of my children all around. The blood of our children all around. So I'm told, so the story goes. The people here knew were less than golden hearted gamblers and robbers, drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers. Like you and me, rumors insisted he soon would be, for his deviations taken into custody by the authorities less informed than he. Drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers, searching for were made for a celebration day. He said, eat this bread and think of it as me. Drink this wine and dream it will be the blood of our children. The blood of our children pouring down. The blood of our children. Above, why in all this hatred do you fill me up with love, 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 it's all around. Father up above, why in all this anger do you fill me up with love, fill me love, love. Love, 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 love.
Okay, that was the Dave Matthews Band and the Christmas song. I suppose I better play some conventional Christmassy stuff as well, with it being Christmas Day. And Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, Okay, less conventional, Susan Vega.
Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing thrown. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me. Upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. The only
Mercyland Alternative Radio.
The wife you did take, it was all a mistake, and you're married in Jesus, it's hell. You thought she was smarter, so you loved her hard, and then you said, but how could I tell? You did not love her, but many times over you used her and pushed her aside. And when she came to you, you screamed, what can I do? I do not want you for a bride. You told her, don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's she cried in your nonchalant stride. You just laughed and told her to grow up. It was not important, she'd have an abortion. Was $500 enough? But somehow a family that you hadn't thought of did not feel like ending a life. The wedding was planned and you wept like a man as she grew up and became your wife. And you told her don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's all your damn fault now we got this sick child. You know I don't love you and I never did, and we're stuck living here with a kid that just calls it his room. Yeah, my mother was right when she said about you. Some more, and then finally she bore an awakening moment of truth. Reality kills all these mountains of bills, and do you have a gun I could use? The wife you had taken now thin and misshapen and ugly from having your child. The ugliness spread and at last separate bed. She was lucky if you'd even. Constant abuse was one thing that you had on your side. Your wife had been made and so many times late, and a recommendation was tried. Your best friend of all told you she's a good ball, and the things that had made it much worse. The son that you had that would soon call you dad, well, you really weren't sure it was yours. And you screamed, well, you had tried, you could not satisfy, and your efforts you knew were in vain. And the fact that before she'd had many good scores was a pounding down hard on your brain. And so finally, of course, you asked for a divorce, but you could not get her to say yes. So you stormed out the door in your search for a whore who could make you forget the whole. Came to me and said, help me, oh please, I think that you know why I'm here. And so it was done, and while you had your fun, I made love through an ocean of tears. Yes, she was with me, but it ain't hard to see when a woman is thinking of love. I saw in her face during every embrace, it was you that she was thinking of. All your damn fault that we got this sick child and you. was my reason for wandering in vain. The one thing I want in this whole big old world is the girl that you're driving insane. Well, you want your freedom and I want a loving, but I know it never can be. The thing that you tell me has ruined your life. Well, God knows I wish it happened to me. Yeah, she don't talk to strangers, she never did smile, and it wasn't her fault that you both had that child. She really did love you, I know that she did, and she loved living there, taking care of your kid and his car. If you'd have married your mother, you'd have been better off.
Very true words there. Play that for anyone who's in an abusive relationship today. What a horrible thought for a Christmas. But they're out there, I know. Anyhow, that was Chris Gaylord. I think called Don't Talk to Strangers. Indeed. Okay, Stan Freeberg, I think it is. I can't even read my own writing now. We're nutting for Christmas, yeah. Sounds about right.
Mercyland Alternative Radio.
Well, in case you hadn't guessed, that didn't play. This is Weird Al Yankovic. The night the Santa went crazy. Oh, yes, indeed, he did, you know.
Down in the workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. In his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big fat drunk disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower. To be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Vixen's in therapy. And the elves all got jobs working for the postal service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy. The night Santa.
Oh, yes, I do like that one. That's Weird Al Yankovic, or Yankovic, or however you want to pronounce it, and the night that Santa went crazy on New Zealand Alternative Radio. If you'd like to text us and wish us Happy Christmas or something, you can do that, if you would really like to, on 07504 464678. That's 07504 464678. Alternatively, you can write to us at mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Wouldn't be Christmas without Cliffy, would it? Yeah, I can remember when this was number one and the best-selling single in the year and all the rest of it. But anyway, that's another story. Enough of that frivolity. Let's listen to the music, eh? Oh yes, happy memories, Cliff Richard, We Don't Talk Anymore. Now, in 1980, well thereabouts, about this time, in fact exactly this time, I was sitting in a house in Birkenhead, broadcasting away on a radio station we called Radio Caroline International on 259 big meters on the medium wave. How the meters got to be any bigger than they normally were is another question. I was sitting there with a guy called Keith, who is now sadly departed. So, in remembrance of that, I think I'll play this.
Six.
The striped jacket of true love's fine, bang bang. If you're Houdini in your spare time, bang bang. Lord Nell and Lady Hamilton, they fought for love. When he come home from the war, he give a what for love. The mighty fall when love has called. Vampire friends desire to lust. Fang, fang. They fall on necks, then fall in love. Pang, pang. The Marquis de Sade was happy with a stroke of love. Sherlock Holmes alone preferred a little toke of love.
Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love is cold. Bang, bang, the mighty fall.
Tony and Cleo struck out for the Frio down Egypt's way. But Caesar had squeezed her in Rome on his quilt for a day. Hey, hey. Now Anthony got really angry. Bowed Caesar's hanky-panky. She told him she would use them, and boy did she abuse them. All in love and blew them away.
Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love is cold. Bang, bang, the mighty fall.
And Sam and Delilah, they both, we should file under fool. Cause when the temples start to crumble, Sammy for his comb did fumble. Life was in a ruin, she loved Johnny Fruin. Fall in love and blew him away.
Well now, that's B.A. Robinson, I think, or Bang Bang. And you wouldn't believe it, but talking about 1980. We have a guy called Mike Shy. He's not been on the air since 1980, and he's just wandered into the studio. Say hello, Mike Shy.
Hello.
That was good, wasn't it? That was a good start. Would you like to wish all the MAR listeners and DJs a Merry Christmas?
Yes, I'd like to say Happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year to everyone who's listening.
Well, yeah, they'll be prosperous on if they're on eBay, because everyone seems to spend all their life on eBay. All right, anyhow, enough of that for now. I'm sure he'll be back later. In the meantime, the Bee Gees. A thing called Gotta Get a Message to You. Oh yes, that's the Bee Gees, and gotta get a message to you on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Don't forget, you can text us if you'd like to wish us Merry Christmas, which would be nice, really. 07504 464678. That's 07504 464678. Be nice to hear from you. We work all year, and you know, it'd be nice to get a thank you sort of SMS, wouldn't it? I've got people twittering in the studio again. I don't know. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Right, Onward Never Downward. And from about the same period of time, we have Queen. And another one, Bites the Dust. Another favourite from the past when we used to play Radio Caroline International. Oh dear, that was optimistic. It was international if it could get to the chippy at the end of your road. Brilliant. I think we've come on a long way since then. Anyhow, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kHz, 217 metres on the medium waveband, if you can remember what metres are all about. And if you're listening to me right now, you must be an anorak, so you'll know what a meter's all about. You can write to us at mar@rock.com. Again, it'd be nice to get a Christmas card or something off you, you know. It'd be wonderful, all our loyal listeners and things. Anyway, I'm going to have a quick natter with with Mike Shy. So here's a couple of tracks, a couple of instrumental tracks for you to listen to, starting off with Catch a Prayer, if that's how you pronounce it. Thank you.
diabolique, mon divin.
That's the thing called Sadness, part two in fact. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, by the way, you can look at our website and listen to our web stream if you like as well. Should mention that, shouldn't I? What is going on now? That should not be doing that. Behave. And you know what? That should not be doing that. And I'm going to tell it off, alright? I'm going to play that again in a minute. In the meantime, you're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kHz. And I was telling you our website, www.mar1386.com. And there are people twittering all over the studio. And you can hear them on the microphone louder than you can hear me. It's no good at all. Weird Al coming up for you. And Christmas at Ground Zero. About sums it up here.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. Now the missiles are on their way. What a crazy flu
Oh yeah, that's Weird Al and Christmas at Ground Zero. I think the other people at the studio have been sniffing at the wine and they're a little bit worse for wear. So if you can hear any background noise, you'll know what it's all about. On with the Beatles anyhow. I think called Let It Be on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
The Beatles, I'm running out of time rapidly. That's a thing called Let It Be. Very nice.
Was the night after Christmas, and all through the trailer, the beer had gone flat and the pizza was staler. The tube socks hung empty, no candy or toys, and I was camped out in my old lazy boy. The kids, they weren't talking to me or my wife. The worst Christmas, they said, they had had in their life. Well, my wife couldn't argue and neither could I. So I watched TV and my wife, she just cried. Went out in the yard, the dogs started barking. I stood up and looked and I saw Sheriff Larkin. He yelled, "Roy, I am sworn to uphold the laws. And I got a complaint here from a feller named Claus." "Claus? I don't know nobody named Claus. And you ain't taking me in without probable cause. Then the sheriff, he said, the man was shot at last night. I said, well, that might have been me. Just what's he look like? Well, he's a jolly old feller with a big beer gut belly that shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of jelly. He sports a long beard and a nose like a cherry. I said, Sheriff, that sounds like my wife's sister, Sherry. It's no time for jokes, Roy, the sheriff, he said. The man I'm describing is dressed all in red. I'm here for the truth now. It's time to come clean. Tell me what you've done and tell me what you've seen. Well, I started to lie, then I thought, what the hell? Wouldn't be the first time I'd spent New Year's in jail. I said, Sheriff, it happened last night about 10, and I thought that my wife had been drinking again. When she walked in from work, she was white as a ghost. I thought maybe she'd seen one of them UFOs. But she said a bunch of deer just flown over her head and stopped on the roof of our good neighbor Red. Well, I ran out to look, and the sight made me shudder. A freezer full of venison standing right on Red's gutter. Well, my hands were a-shaking as I grabbed my gun. Went out of Red's chimney, this feller did run. And slung on his back was a bag overflowing. I thought he's stolen Red's stuff while old Red was out bowling. So I yelled, drop it, fat boy, hands up in the air. But he went about his business like he hadn't a care. So I popped a warning shot over his head. Well, he dropped that bag and he jumped in that sled. And as he flew off, I heard him extort. That's assault with intent, Roy. I'll see you in court. Sheriff, I'll tell you this. You put a subpoena on me, I ain't gonna show up. I'll hole up in the cellar. You'll never root me out of there. So why don't say we just forget all this? Look, we've known each other a long time. You just turn the car off, come in, we'll watch wrestling, eat some Easter bunnies.
It was a night after Christmas indeed. Right, I'm off-ski, as they say. Time for me to go. Hope you've enjoyed the show anyhow. Don't forget, you can write to us at mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. You can also text us on 07504 464 678. Ta-ra for now. Let Weird Al play us out.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Sending Christmas cards,
hangovers. Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. 5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards,
hangovers. Rigging up the lights. Rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
The Salvation Army
facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
I want Red Farmer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Ah, making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. That's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my god, go to the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and no fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas. That's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.